blank. How would you fill that in this morning? Yell it out. God is what? God is great. Yell it out. God is what? Say it again. All powerful, merciful. Provider. Awesome. Love, good. Faithfulness, thanksgiving. Worthy. Faithful. You know, God is good. God is so good. I'm in awe of God for how good he is. So, you know what? There's this chair right here. Does anybody want to come and give thanks to God today? It's open. If anybody wants to come on down and do that. I'll give you a few seconds to think about it. I'll come down. So I want to thank God for my family, and I want to thank God for this church.
For saving me, and for the life he's given me, and for the hope for the future. And I thank God for Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
I thank God for his blessings throughout my life. Just all the ways I've seen him work and all the wonderful things he's done for me. I'm always reminded of the psalm where, or the phrase in the psalm where it says, "The Lord has laid the lines for me in pleasant places, the boundary lines of my life." And I'm just blessed. I'm just blessed.
I thank God for my family and that I have a roof over my head and that I, for like all the blessings and my sister. Yeah.
You can pull it down if you want.
So many things to be thankful for. The first is that the Lord has given me a second chance in life, has died on the cross and took away my sins. That I'm very thankful for. The second is my family, my husband and my children and my extended family, my church family, which I couldn't do without because there are so many times I leaned on my church family. But he's answered so many of my prayers. He's given me so many blessings. And we're going through a difficult time now. But I know the Lord's going to give me the strength to get through each and every day. He hears my prayers. He answers my prayers. And there's so much to be thankful for that I could probably sit in this chair all day and say what I'm thankful for. But for now, I just say I'm thankful for each and every one of you. A church, being able to come and openly pray. Sing the praises that we sang, and just be here just being able to openly say that I love you all.
Thank you.
For neighbors and wonderful friends. I couldn't get along without them.
I'm not gonna run. This is nice. How's everyone doing? I'm thankful for today. We just get together, just worship the Lord. I'm thankful for our youth group we're building up, Justin Ninehaven. Get it. Thank you for all my kids at home, that we can be a loving second home for a lot of kids that we're going to come pass through our doors. So I give God the grace that God has a big house, so we can do that for them.
for a Christian home from the day I was born until the Lord calls me home. I had a mother and a husband that were just the best examples you could ask for.
You're just it.
We know that
guy.
Yeah, I know him. I obviously thank God for my wife and my kids. They get me through every single day. I thank God for providing for me and giving me a way to provide for them, the most important thing to me every single day. I also thank God for music and what it's done for me and my walk with him. And obviously today, that's what we spent a majority of our morning doing. And it brings us together as believers and gives us a way to worship him. And I thank God that he gives some of us gifts to sit up here every morning on Sunday and watch you guys connect with him every Sunday. So that's what I'm thankful for.
I just want to thank God for my family, my church. I'm thanking God that he is with us in tough decisions and he guides us and we can feel that we have made the right decisions. So we thank you for his guidance.
Our God is worthy of our praise and thanksgiving. Don't forget to turn it on, right? Our God is worthy of our praise and thanksgiving. He deserves it because we're his people. We are his creations. And he loves us with an everlasting love. And that's our big idea this morning, that God deserves the praise and thanksgiving of his people. Praise and thanking God is an act of worship to him. The basis for Israel's faith and worship was that the Lord was true to his covenant, and the same is true for us today. The Lord has been faithful, is faithful, and will always be faithful to us, and that should cause us to want to continually worship him with our praise and thanksgiving. Psalms 150 that Jackie read is all about praising our great God, and we see that the psalm tells us a few things about praising him. First, it tells us where the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is to be praised in his sanctuary and in his mighty heavens. Well, this means that the Lord is to be praised on heaven and on earth. In heaven and on earth. There is nowhere that the Lord is not to be praised. Second, the psalm tells us why the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is to be praised for his mighty acts of power and his surpassing greatness. God's qualities of strength and greatness is demonstrated to us as his mighty acts in history. This includes creation, this includes the Exodus, and includes the conquest of the promised land. Any and all of God's mighty acts of power show the world and us his surpassing greatness. Third, the psalm tells us how the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is to be praised with all kinds of instruments. By piling up all these instrumental names, the author is communicating that the whole orchestra is to be involved in praising God. And we can also be praising God with dancing. Golden Gate suggests that these instruments include those that would be played by the priest, the trumpet, by the Levites, the harp, the lyre, and the cymbals, and the lay people, tambourine, strings, and pipe. The Lord is to be praised in any and all ways by all people. Finally, the psalm tells us who is to praise the Lord. The Lord is to be praised by everything that has breath. The author concludes that the most important instrument of all is the human voice. Longman says this: the Hebrew word for breath is used in Genesis 2:7. It reminds us that God gave humans the breath with which they are to praise him. Indeed, there is no more important use of that breath than to worship God. So we are commanded to praise the Lord. Now, this is not something we can choose or not choose to do. It would be sinful to not give him our praise and thanksgiving. Lastly, I just want to say something about the video. I believe the application of that video is that we are to praise the Lord in the good times and the bad. We're to praise the Lord in the easy times and the hard times. And we're to praise the Lord in the highs and the lows. We're to praise the Lord at all times and in all circumstances. And I hope that that's what we will do individually and as a church. So how can we apply this attitude of praise and thanksgiving to our lives? So here are some next steps that we can take this week and each and every week to come. The first next step on the back of your communication card is to continually praise and thank the Lord for who he is. Again, we just said he's good, he's faithful, all these things. We should be praising and thanking God for his many attributes, and it should not be a one-time or once-a-week thing, but a daily routine in our lives. The second next step is to continually praise and thank the Lord for what he has done for me. Again, we should be praising and thanking God for what he has done in our lives, and it should be a daily routine. And lastly, our third next step is to continually praise and thank the Lord for what he's done for Ideville Church. He's been so good to us, and we want to praise and thank him continually, even daily, for how he's provided for us, for how he's seen us through the good times and the bad, the easy times and the hard times, and in all the highs and the lows. All praise and thanksgiving be to God alone. Now, Lauren and Bev are going to come and shred that bank loan.